KUTX 98.9, we are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, our engineers, and a great big thank you, as always, to our producer, Deidre Gott, who books all the live music that you get to hear in Studio 1A. And we'd like to welcome singer-songwriter Gregory Allen Isakoff, who's in town to play at Emo's tonight. He's been on the road behind his new album, which came out about 2 weeks ago. So yeah. It's a brand new album. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's called Evening Machines. So what's the significance of the title?
You know, for me, it was sort of a record I made mostly at night, because I have another job too. I work during the day, and then I would mostly record at night, and then most of the day and night in the winter. But yeah, that title, I had that title pretty early on, just sort of walking into the studio like really late at night.
It's a beautiful album.
Thank you so much.
There's a certain understated intensity that kind of flows through it. And you're here today with a sizable group. You want to introduce the guys before
we get
started? Yeah,
these are all my friends. There's Steve Varney's here, Jeb Bowes, Max Barcelo, and Phil Parker, John Grigsby.
It's always nice to see an upright bass
here
in Studio 1A because we don't get to see it too often. So let's have you do a song. What would you like to start off with?
We're going to do... This is a upbeat morning number for you guys called Chemicals. I think this is the saddest song on the record. We thought we'd play it on the radio. Very smart.
Coffee burns the stomach charms. Chemicals and caffeine. You saw her bathing in the creek. Now you're jealous of the water. Are you jealous of the water? Babe's alright, I call you that. I've been running so low that it ain't all that. They say it's a take and give. Oh, but emptiness knows just where I live. And emptiness knows me. Was it just chemical in my head? Just chemical in my head.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Gregory Allen Isakoff, and that's a tune called Chemicals from his new album, Evening Machines. So Colorado is home for you.
Yeah.
You mentioned, in addition to doing music, that you also have another job. I understand you're a farmer.
Yeah, market gardener. Yeah, I do a market in the summer.
And then what, you're on the road in the winter?
Mostly, yeah.
Because I took a look at your tour schedule. You're pretty busy from now to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Heading over to Europe, right?
Yep. I think we're out till pretty much March. Hmm. And then home for most of the growing season anyway. A couple one-offs here and there. But
so I understand that you have a barn that you've turned into a recording studio, and you record in there and kind of write song lyrics up on the walls on kind of butcher paper or something. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they're like giant post-it notes. I've been using that for a long time. And I have like different sections of the walls of, you know, songs that are finished. There's a section right by the desk that's I call Suicide Watch. That's all the songs like that I need. If I don't finish them like now, they're gonna die. Mm-hmm. And then once the record kind of process starts, it'll be like, you know, 40 or 50 songs. They'll all be up there, and I'll be able to run around and be like, oh, I use the word holy hymns like way too many times. You know, you can kind of check your vocabulary and check your see what songs want to live together.
So was there anything happened in your life that prompted the writing of this group of songs?
Yeah, a lot of these songs, I wrote a lot of them on tour in Europe. I did a lot of solo stuff over there 2 years ago. And it was, you know, I was going through a really weird time. I think a lot of these songs started from, you know, I was just experiencing just a new level of darkness that I hadn't. I was investigating for a long time, and now I'm really lucky that I'm on the other side of it. But yeah, I think music kind of, I wouldn't call it therapy or anything. It was just something that I knew I could do to get through it, you know, which I think was, you know, helped me write.
Mm-hmm. So your family's originally from South Africa, and you came to America, lived in Philadelphia, and you ended up in Colorado. And immigration is such a important issue going on currently. Does your experience as an immigrant, you were a young boy when your family moved over, does that experience affect how you write songs or topics of your songs?
You know, I don't usually write from like from any part of my mind that I know where it comes from, but I'm sure it all gets in there. All the landscapes get in there, and all the political stuff gets in there somehow. But I never think like, oh, I'm going to write a song about this, you know. I think it does make it in there, I'm sure. But yeah.
Well, you can catch Gregory Alan Isakoff tonight at Emo's, and be sure to check out his new album, Evening Machines. He's playing tunes from that today. You got another one off the album you
want to
do?
Yeah, this is a song I wrote in Southern Colorado. It was a really special place to me down there called Sand Dunes. And I go down there a lot. And so this song sort of came from that place.
And there's a new video up that's filmed there.
Yeah, there's a few songs that I wrote down there. And that video came out, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
It was for a song called San Luis. And this is one called Dark, Dark, Dark. Sort of about that part of the world, too.
Something for the dark. Maria's She's got wings, she's got legs for the sheep. Captain's cold and a note for me. Wake up, Marie, for the season turns. Should you dash for the coast where the shining breeze burns? Howl at the half moon radio queen. She's all smoke, she's all my pocket just crumbled apart. Won't you sing me something for the dark? Something for the dark. Won't you sing me something for the dark, dark, dark?
The song Dark, Dark, Dark from Gregory Alan Isakoff's new release, Evening Machines, and it's a really lovely album. You should check it out. The band, along with Gregory Alan, will be at Emo's tonight. And opening for them will be OPEP, and that band will be in at 3 o'clock this afternoon with Lori Gallardo live in Studio 1A, so you can check them out as well. Well, so nice of you to drop by, especially bringing the guys.
Thanks so much for having
us. Yeah, terrific band.
They're amazing, yeah, very.
Yeah, and best of luck on the album, and being on the road for a while now.
Thanks very much, yeah.
All righty. Thanks again to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. We're going to close out the live portion of the session, but the band's going to stick around, do another song, and we'll have all three tunes up on our website quite shortly at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. It's KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.